Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer to Persevere in Affliction by Christine Brown. Read by Rochelle Alberti. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Romans 12:12 NIV. Let's be honest. No one wants to pray for patience. I may even cringe a little when I come across the word patience in Scripture. I'm tempted to skim right past it and get to the good part. Praying for patience? No, thank you. Especially when I'm not getting the answer I want or my difficult circumstances never seem to end. If you've found it hard to pray for patience too, you're not alone. But I have good news for us today that just might change our perspective on patience. My apprehension in praying for patience has kept me from seeing the beauty of what God has to say on the subject. Maybe that's why I breathed a deep sigh of relief when I discovered the meaning behind Paul's powerful words in Romans 12:12. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. I can say with all confidence this is not the verse you want to quote to someone facing a long-term health battle. Yet these Holy Spirit-inspired words hold so much hope for our hurt. The Greek word for patient in this context can mean to stay behind, to stand firm, endure, or persevere. I love the NASB translation, which reads, rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer. Romans 12:12, NASB, emphasis mine. The word persevering gives us a broader picture of what it looks like to exhibit godly patience. God doesn't call us to simply tolerate the hurt. He expects us to trust Him with it. The Believer's Bible Commentary says, we are exhorted to be patient in tribulation, that is, to bear up bravely under it. To bear up bravely. What a call to action for us all. That's what Paul did and what God admonishes us to do too. Then God's promise goes even further. God not only refuses to leave us in our suffering, He also goes before us. The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. Deuteronomy 31:8. By staying safely behind Jesus Christ, our guiding light, we allow Him to lead us through the affliction. He will whisper a quiet, calming peace on even the most difficult days. In this way, He teaches us to persevere, to draw strength from Him. So as we stand behind our Lord and persevere through the trials we face, let's rejoice in our new understanding of godly patience in affliction. We can do this with Jesus leading the way. Let's band together today and commit to persevere and bear up bravely in affliction. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your guiding presence. I know you are here in the midst of my suffering. It's hard for me to be patient and endure the trials I face, but you are a faithful God, and I trust you completely in the good times and in the struggles of life. Your word says in Romans 5:3, "Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance." I don't always feel like giving praise when I'm sick or afflicted. Sometimes I try to understand why suffering exists on earth. But your truth reminds me that through the hardest seasons of my life, you are helping me grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:18. In difficult times, I learn to persevere. Thank you, Lord. When I get impatient, weary, or discouraged, help me remember you go before me. You are leading the way, encouraging me with every difficult step forward. You also stand right beside me, offering peace and comfort. My affliction will not last forever. As long as I keep my eyes on you, I have hope for tomorrow. May others be drawn to your perfect love when they see me following your ways. May they see patience and perseverance in me that draws them to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe, where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.